The FT.
General Muhammadu Buhari, who first came to power in Nigeria in a coup 32 years ago, is edging close to an unprecedented opposition victory in Nigeria's presidential polls, with half of the results in from closely fought elections. I'm Fiona Simon, and on the line with me is William Wallace in Lagos to discuss the results. Hi, William. What are the latest figures?
Well, there have been some extraordinary scenes at the Electoral Commission this morning where the chairman, Atahiru Jega, came in a little later than expected to resume vote tally. But one of President Goodluck Jonathan's allies came in and disrupted the proceedings, saying that the ruling party had lost confidence in the electoral chairman. So before we even started hearing the next round of results this morning, there were these scenes. They've now calmed down and the vote tally has continued. So we've now got officially certified results from about 19 states. There also have been results trickling in from across the country at state level. And these show General Buhari maintaining a lead of about 3 million votes, with only 3 of the 36 states left to declare.
So this is a pretty significant result for Nigeria, if indeed the opposition won.
Well, I've just been speaking to some of General Buhari's top lieutenants, and they're essentially saying that they have won the elections, but they're also sort of wary of the ruling party and say they can't keep their eyes closed. So we haven't had a concession. Clearly, the ruling party is looking like it's going to dispute some of the results. So there's certainly scuffles left. But yes, in terms of the result that we are seeing, it's an amazing moment for Nigeria's political system. We've never had in this country an opposition challenger unseating an incumbent. And really, until you do have that, it's very difficult for voters to have confidence that their votes actually matter. Now you're hearing Nigerians say, look, if someone disappoints, if we vote for someone and he disappoints, he or she, then now we know that we can vote them out in 4 years' time. So this could be the beginnings of some kind of democratic accountability in Nigeria, which has been very, very absent.
Could the incumbent, Goodluck Jonathan, still make a runoff poll?
This looks very unlikely at this stage because General Buhari looks like he's going to get more than 50% of the vote, which is one of the constitutional provisions. But he's also fulfilled the other by the looks of things, which is to secure 25% of the vote in 2/3 of the states. It looks like General Buhari's just done that with 24 of the 36 states. And this is another provision in the constitution that was introduced to safeguard the country against a presidency held by narrow regional or ethnic interests.
How fair has the process been judged to be so far?
Well, what people in the opposition are saying is that new technology, biometric voter cards and card readers, which was brought in to accredit voters, not for the voting process itself, has essentially saved the day because in the past, Nigerian elections have been subject to a huge amount of fraud and rigging. This new technology has meant that you couldn't have multiple voting and that where there was sort of funny figures being cooked up, which there was a fair amount of in President Goodluck's southern states in the oil-producing delta, it was just very glaring. So I think in terms of the process, it was also relatively peaceful. There were some flashpoints. And there was some violence, maybe around 30 people overall were killed in election-related violence. But compared to previous elections, it appears to have been a more credible process, largely because of these card readers.
Do you anticipate that if the result is confirmed and General Buhari has won, that there may be a violent reaction by the loser's side?
It's a little bit early to say what the reaction will be, but the appearance of one of President Goodluck Jonathan's allies broadcast live on television at the Election Commission, creating a big scene, suggests that it's not going to be entirely smooth. The real danger in this election was if General Buhari's supporters in the north felt that he had been cheated of victory. That could have prompted riots across the north, something we saw after the last election in 2011. I think the danger among President Jonathan's supporters is slightly longer term. his region, the oil-producing Niger Delta, has essentially laid down its weapons in the last few years, partly because a president from their region was in office. I think there may well be some reaction from militants in the Niger Delta to this result, but I doubt there will be a huge spontaneous uprising.
Finally, what would a General Buhari presidency look like, and how different would it be from that of Goodluck Jonathan?
I think there'll be a very significant change of atmosphere in Nigeria. General Buhari is about as different from Goodluck Jonathan as you could be. He's a very ascetic figure, a former military ruler, a disciplinarian who believes very strongly in the fight against corruption. Now, it will be difficult to fight corruption, whatever his intent. But I think having someone who's feared and whose integrity is respected will make a big difference in tone from the top. He's going to have a very difficult time, however, managing the different members of the coalition that's brought him into power, and who will now be struggling for positions in his administration, and who came together really to defeat an enemy, but who in some cases are politically, ideologically, even ethnically on kind of conflicting sides. That will be one challenge for him. Another really is just the state of the national finances that he'll be inheriting. Oil prices are very low, and Nigeria depends on oil for the majority of its revenues. So General Buhari is going to have a hard time meeting expectations.
Thank you very much.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.